Cape Town MACO member for Water and Waste Management, Xanthia Limburg, joins me now. Xanthia, very good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me.
All right, the logic goes like this. We were facing a water crisis, day zero. Water rates were ratcheted up, especially beyond a certain basic level. We now have 100% dams full, no longer have a water crisis. Shouldn't the water rates be reduced as a result? That's the logic. What's your reply?
Well, actually, currently, tariffs are far lower than they were during the drought. Actually, 45% lower than level 6B tariffs of 2018. So the city has, over time, substantially reduced the cost of water as consumption levels have increased and dam levels have become healthier. And if one looks at the average consumption, say about 10,500 litres of water, plus a fixed water meter connection charge of 15 millimetres, residents should be paying about 4 cents per litre for water at the moment under the new water and sanitation tariffs. And this is just another indicator of how the city has attempted to keep the service as low as possible while ensuring we are still generating adequate revenue to sustain that service. And the service is quite extensive. It covers the operation and maintenance of the infrastructure. That infrastructure is extensive, of 11,500 kilometers of water, 9,500 kilometers of sewer pipeline, over 480 sewer pump stations, 23 wastewater treatment plants, 150 reservoirs, just to mention a few, as well as the tariff or the revenue from the tariff is also going towards the city's new water program, which aims to build an additional 300 million litres of new water supply from desalination, water reuse, and groundwater abstraction projects. So that is everything that the revenue from the tariff covers. And the reason why the city isn't in a position to further reduce the tariff is because it is important just to keep in mind that the amount of water in our dams, which we actually purchase from the National Department of Water and Sanitation, we share with other municipalities and agriculture. And so there isn't necessarily a direct link or influence in terms of the cost of delivering the overall service and that of where dams are in terms of capacity.
I appreciate all of that logic. I get it. And I don't want to see underinvestment in water. I think it's critical. And I accept that we're at a lower level of rate than we were on what I think you call level six. But I suspect we're on a substantively higher level than we were before the drought if you then just simply factored inflation up to now. So that you are taking more than you would have been taking without the day zero, ground zero stuff.
Well, I think yes, so thank you for taking me to that point. But the point that I wanted to just to conclude on is that the amount that needs to be recovered to fund the service depends on how much water is being used by our residents and customers. So that is the factor that influences our ability to adjust the tariff. So if we take a look at pre-drought tariffs, what placed the city in a position to provide far lower tariffs is because we had quite a lot of high water users that allowed us to cross-subsidize those residents that were using far less water. But now that everyone has adopted water-wise ways and our consumption has remained low, that cross-subsidization is no longer available for residents that were consuming water in the lower bands of the tariff. And this is why the city has had to adjust the tariff to be far more cost reflective, because prior to the drought, the city was actually not charging residents the full cost of production, meaning the full cost of purchasing water from the National Department of Water and Sanitation, pumping and treating that water to your home or to your business. And that is the main factor that has meant that the city has had to adjust the tariff to become far more cost reflective under our changing circumstances.
So as we have used less water, you therefore get less revenue, therefore you have to effectively, I don't know, you don't see it this way, but the residents of Cape Town are punished with a higher water tariff individually because we're using less of it, because you need to maintain your income.
That is correct. And added to that, all of the customers that were using quite a lot of water are no longer using that amount of water, which means everyone who's consuming largely on the lower steps of the tariff have to now pay more or less what the city is having to pay to purchase that water, treat it, and pump it to your home and your business premises.
Lots of people on the WhatsApp line talking about the levy. Now, I'm no expert on this, but people saying the tariff plus the water levy is very expensive, daylight robbery, etc., etc. Is the levy still valid? Is the levy still in place at levels that are not acceptable?
The levy, or what the city calls the fixed charge, is still in place, and it is one way that the city is able to provide or secure a sustainable source of revenue to cover the service. The fixed charge is a model that is implemented almost across the entire country in many municipalities as a way to secure the service from a revenue perspective, to sustain that service and ensure that we can maintain a reliable service. So, yes, it is in place, but if you qualify as an indigent customer, you are exempt from paying the fixed charge.
Bottom line is there is not going to be a reduction in either levy or ongoing water rate. You're committed to this.
Well, the city has actually implemented the lowest tariff increases when compared to all of the other metropolitan municipalities. We have tried to keep costs as low as possible, so that the tariff can also remain as low as possible, as well as still providing the necessary relief to Indigenous customers.
Xanthia Limburg, I'm going to have to leave it there. My apologies. MACO member for Water and Waste Management, very important portfolio, very important answers there to very big questions lots of you have had.